And also on Tuesday, Kansas City, Missouri voters will get the chance to decide on two measures which would give the city more money for maintenance and upgrades. One's a request to issue bonds for sewer upgrades. The other's a little more complex. It's a permanent sales tax planned as one move in a complex strategy to fund parks and streets. To explain how these are supposed to work, Alex Smith spoke with Lynn Horsley, who covers City Hall for The Star. She started with the sales tax.
The increase is a half-cent sales tax increase, and it is meant to pay for improvements to the city's parks, or basically keeping the parks with a more stable source of funding. The Kansas City Parks Department has absorbed $9 million in cuts in the last 5 years, and they say it's made it increasingly difficult for them to keep the parks, playgrounds, community centers up to par. And so the sales tax money would be dedicated to the Parks Department, and it would provide about $3 million more for operations than they currently receive. The Parks Department currently gets other general fund money. That money would then be available to go for a new street fund. And the ballot language allows for dedicating 7.5% of the earnings tax collections to streets, which would be a minimum of $15 million and could be as much as $20 million for streets. So the city believes that by dedicating sales tax to the parks, it allows them to free up other tax money for the streets, and you get improvements to both parks and streets, which are things that citizens say are top priorities for them and also things that they feel the city has not been properly maintaining to date.
So I guess this is meant in part to replace a vehicle fee and some property taxes. Are those going to end no matter what, or does that depend on voters approving this tax?
The vehicle fee is set to expire in August no matter what. And the vehicle fee raises about $3.5 million, which has generally gone for community centers. The total community center budget is about $4.4 million, so this is a large chunk of the money that goes to community centers. That fee is slated to expire, and the city is not planning to renew that. The property taxes are modest parkway and trafficway taxes, and there's a boulevard tax that some people pay if they live along a boulevard. Those would halt. The city would stop collecting those property taxes, but only if voters approve the sales tax increase.
Mm-hmm. So would this sales tax shift more of the burden of the street and park maintenance to lower income people who might not have vehicles and property to tax and fee?
There is some concern. A sales tax is regressive. And of course, if you don't own property, but you buy food or goods, you are going to be paying the sales tax. Whereas if you own a car or several cars or a home or you live along a boulevard, you would pay this property tax. However, the sales tax is also paid by people who don't live in Kansas City but who maybe shop in Kansas City and who probably use the streets and the parks. So it spreads the burden to people who live in the metro area but use Kansas City's parks and streets. I think about a third of the tax is paid by non-residents, whereas these property taxes and the vehicle fee are paid only by residents. So the city feels like in this way they're able to spread the tax burden a little bit farther with the sales tax.
Now, as I understand it, the city has offered to pay more for street maintenance if the tax passes. Is that right?
Kansas City has never had a dedicated street fund, and yet streets are constantly top priority for citizens in citizen satisfaction surveys. And most of those surveys show that citizens are not very happy right now with the condition of their streets. They think they're too bumpy and falling apart. So if the voters approve this sales tax and there's this new money for parks, the city says it can free up this earnings tax money and dedicate it to streets.
Mm-hmm. And that is, I guess, this $15 million pledge they were talking about.
$15 million. Now, engineers and experts in infrastructure maintenance say that Kansas City should be spending a minimum of $30 million on streets. We've never gotten close to that. Currently, this year, the city is budgeted $8 million, which is a paltry sum for the volume of streets we have. We have some of the largest number of lane miles per capita of any city in the country. $8 million is not enough to maintain all of Kansas City's streets. The idea would be that you would take this $15 million, which is a portion of the earnings tax, plus at least part of that $8 million that's currently budgeted, and in future years would allocate some of that money so that there might be as much as $20 million or $23 million for streets, which is a lot closer to the $30 million that we should be spending than just $8 million, which is the current street fund. With this sales tax, it would bump Kansas City's base sales tax rate up above 8%. And that would be close to what it is in Johnson County. It would be among the higher sales tax rates in the community. And there is a concern that if Kansas City's sales tax rate keeps going up and up, that really could be, you know, put Kansas City at a competitive disadvantage to some of the other communities.
Now, the second ballot measure will ask voters to allow the city to issue $500 million in bonds. What's that money for?
Well, Kansas City is under a consent decree with the federal government. There are new federal regulations about maintaining our sewers and dramatically reducing the amount of pollution, wastewater pollution, that's been going into Kansas City's rivers and streams. And this has been something that's been in the works for years, but now Kansas City has to do these improvements to the sewers. And if they don't maintain the schedule and keep to the schedule that's required by the federal government, there will be fines. And it is a very expensive program. Overall, it's supposed to cost $2.5 billion. This is a start on that project. And it would go for sewer improvements throughout the city to start alleviating that wastewater pollution. To pay for those bonds, Kansas Cityans will see their sewer rates go up by about 15% for a couple of years and then 13% until 2020. And these are big increases. People are already starting to really scream bloody murder about their water and sewer rates. However, if people vote no on this bond authorization, their rates will go up even faster. They will almost double in the next 2 or 3 years. And that's because the city has to make these investments, and they can either raise the money up front by raising rates very quickly, or they can do the bonding and raise the rates over time, over until about 2020.
Lynn Horsley, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, thank you.
If you missed any of these election stories today, or for ongoing election coverage, go to our website, kcur.org, and type in Election 2012.
Coming up, a conversation with recently retired KC Fire Chief Smokey Dyer. This is KC Currents.